You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob. And this is episode number 719. Happy day. I'm not sure what day this is that this will be on, so hope it's a happy day, whatever it is. And this is actually 2018 that this show will be airing, so happy new year. Welcome to 2018. I believe this is the third. And let's get it off to a good start.
Yeah, very excited about this show. You know, I've run into issues myself where people are coming out of the woodwork and they're saying or questioning that you just can't fly. And the nerves can get you. You can be really nervous, really scared, not knowing what to do, even though you know you're in the right. You know that you're doing the right thing. And this show is all about what you should do when someone comes up to question you and says that they're gonna call the police and that you're not supposed to be flying here, and who really has that authority. And before we get into it, I'm gonna go a little bit deeper this time, but guys, I just have to say, you have got to get the Drone Pilot Field Kit. Just go to dronepilotfieldkit.com. This is gonna give you every single document that can prove you can fly. And when you're speaking with police officers and you have this documentation with you, it's gonna help you out significantly in proving that you can fly where you are able to fly. So make sure you pick up a copy of it. It is free. Just go to dronepilotfieldkit.com. But anyway, let's get into today's question, which is brought to you by our friends, the DroneU community. If you do not have exclusive access to 27 courses for only $47 a month and exclusive access to a community, and you want more classes in the future that are continually coming out, like the next four that are coming out, you've got to check out thedroneu.com, sign up, become a member, and just see how much insane content there is to help your business. If you've been waiting, now is a good time to get started. Anyway, Rob, let's hear that crazy question.
Hi guys, my name is Peter. I'm a member and a big fan of DroneU. Thank you for all the videos you guys put together. We all really appreciate it. My question is in regards to flying on the beach. I am a Part 107 holder. I know all the rules. I know that I have to call air traffic control at the local airport, let them know I'm flying. However, every single time I go and try to fly on the beach, let's say I'm taking a pictures or a video of a sunset, there's no people around because I usually fly during the week. 10, 15 minutes into the flight, I get beach patrol sent on me and they come up and tell me I have to go away. I can't fly over here. This happened a few times already today when I was trying to fly. I was trying to educate the fire department guy or beach patrol who came up, but he didn't want to listen to it. He basically said he's going to call the police if I don't go. What can I do in this situation? How can I educate local fire department or, you know, authorities that are basically trying to stop me and let them know what the rules are? If you want to check the location where I'm flying, basically, I was trying to fly in Hermosa Beach. This is a Class B airspace. Like I said, notified ATC at LAX that I'm going to be flying. They had no problem with it. What can I do in those situations? Thanks for all you guys do. And thanks for answering the question.
Thank you for your question. Guys, if you have a question, go to AskDroneU.com. It sounds like you're handling that very well, which is to be calm and ultimately to do what they've asked you to do. I think there's a lot of different ways to go with this. Obviously, being armed with the Drone Pilot Field Kit is going to be really important. The problem that you might run into is they're not willing to listen, and that's what I hear you saying. You might have to go up the channel or up the chain, so to speak. You've done that with the local, not Hollywood people, but film crew. I mean, the film people here in town, Paul had a meeting with them and the FAA. You might need to go down that route and go to that person's boss and say, look, I'm having this issue. Here's the reality. Here are the rules. What can we do to work this out? You might even, if they're going to threaten you and say, I'm going to call the police, it might not hurt to say, look, I can fly here. I know I can. Go ahead and call the police. Again, you're not trying to instigate anything or push their buttons, but you might have to go to that point in order to get somebody out there to actually have a conversation. But I think going up the chain is probably going to be what you might have to do if they don't start to let you do what you know you can do.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of Laguna Beach in what they are, let's see, I'm trying to read their ordinance. So Hermosa Beach does have a city ordinance, and they require permits and that you register with them. But this would go back to the Michael Singer case and the actuality that they don't have the authority to issue, you know, registration or control the airspace. Mm-hmm. They do say, and I'm trying to read the exemption really quick, a permit requirement set forth shall not apply to any civil UAS operator pursuant to and in compliance with the terms and conditions of a valid city-issued film permit or special event permit with the Federal Aviation Administration authorization or any public UAS operator pursuant to and in compliance with the terms and conditions of any current and enforceable authorization granted by the FAA. So I'm really kind of confused here because this seems like another California
overreach, overstep.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's California. In all honesty, I would love to move to San Diego, but with the taxes and everything, I would just never live in California. But that's just me. But this is kind of confusing because, you know, with Laguna Beach, they were saying, like, if you've got an FAA Part 107 certificate, mm-hmm. we see you as compliant. But if you're filming, you know, a production, you've got to get a film permit.
Sure.
And it's really interesting because, you know, I know LA has its own unique drone rules, and it's really interesting. But, you know, here, I'm going to actually give you the link for this, Rob, so you can share it with people. But they say that, you know, you have to file an application in order to fly. But they say generally an operating permit shall be required for every unmanned aircraft and unmanned aircraft system operated in the city. No person shall operate an unmanned aircraft in the city without first obtaining an operating permit and obtaining an identification number. See, that is completely illegal. Like, that is why you have the drone pilot field kit. And you could actually print, this guy could print this up and say, this is what your city ordinance says, but this is the federal government and says, you can't create this thing that you have. So I'm still legal. And if the beach guy is like, I'm going to call the police, I'd be like, call the police. Bring him out here. I'm sure he would love to waste his time in debating this. And until then, I'm flying. And I would. I mean, you know, they talk about the fact that in their applications, you're supposed to give them an N number or a registration number, copy of the certificate of ownership, a signed statement certifying the applicant knows how to operate the UAS.
Wow.
I mean, a city indemnification clause protecting the city from liability. It's like, okay, if you're doing a film, like a production, I get it. You would need that. But if you're just out there flying and you're doing real estate, like, I'm sorry, but you do not need a film permit for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's private property. So,
This is indicative of the problem with every local municipality having their own rules.
Totally. The other thing, too, is that these rules are old. 6/16 drone law came out 8/16. So these are officially outdated. So,
but according to the city, I'm sure they would say they're still applicable.
And they're not, because they mentioned 9113, which is federal rule, but there's no part 107 in here. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. So again, it sounds like if this is a place that you fly a lot, you're going to have to go have a conversation with these folks and educate them.
By the way, we did update the Drone Pilot Field Kit to include the Singer case documentation in there. So you could actually show, what I would do is I would print this out. So let me forward this to you, Rob, so that you can put this in the show. Hermosa Beach link. What I would do is I would, you know, next time you go out there and fly at the beach, I would show Beach Patrol, here's what the city says. Here's the FAA memo or memorandum on, you know, the city's trying to control airspace. The city of Newton, Massachusetts tried doing exactly what Hermosa Beach is trying to do right now. And that was taken to federal court and it was struck down. You do not have the authority to do this. You know, and it really comes down to the fact that they have to have their own permit and then register with the city. That is completely against federal law. And I would just say, here's someone challenged this and this is what happened. And I mean, if the police is, you got to be kind to these people too. You really have to approach them with, officer, excuse me that you had to take time out of your day to come out here and deal with this. And, you know, they're saying, I can't fly here. Here is the city ordinance who says that. Here's the federal ordinance. Here is what happens when another city tried to do exactly what Hermosa Beach is saying. It went to federal court. They lost because they don't control the airspace. I'm sitting here just trying to fly. I have a Part 107 certificate, blah, 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 blah. You're also going to have to show him your airspace authorization because it is in Class Bravo airspace. And if you do not have one, you shouldn't be flying there.
Well, in this particular case, he said he had called the tower.
And I highly doubt that LAX answered his phone call.
Yeah.
Because I've tried calling John Wayne, which is just south of there. And in all honesty, I really just don't see it happening.
Okay. So. Well, anyways, and you got to be prepared for the fact that you could give them all this information. You could give them a lecture for 30 minutes and they say, I don't care. Stop flying. You're going to have to be prepared to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately, if you're in that position, you probably just need to stop flying and then deal with it either by going up the chain again or coming a different day and hoping a different guy's out there. There's really no easy answer if they're going to push you to not fly.
Find out the shift change time, go out there at that time,
exactly.
Fly from your car. No, don't do that. Yeah. it's really unfortunate because, you know, and here's the thing. If he's filming a movie of commercial production, then I understand the point of having a film permit. Get it 100%. Just like having a tripod on the ground. If you have a tripod on the ground, you got to have a film permit in a lot of places. So that makes sense. But in what they're trying to do, I just don't think that it's rational at all. So, yeah.
Yeah. So good luck. Let us know how it progresses and if you're able to make any inroads into getting that situation remedied, because it's a bummer. It's a bummer.
It is a big bummer. But anyway, guys, well, that is going to do it for us today. I hope you enjoy the new year. We're going to be having a lot of new stuff, including a new in-person class schedule coming out for the new year. We're going to be doing a lot of in-person classes this year. Very excited about it. We're going to have a couple of subject tracking courses. I'm sure those will sell out very quickly, in addition to intermediate mapping classes, and in addition to some other just basic classes and whatnot. And with the DroneU Elite getting fired up in February, there will be about 12 new DroneU locations offering in-person classes. So we're very excited about that. And we're very excited to be expanding DroneU to help more and more people out because, you know, DroneU is all about one thing. It's our why. Why do we want to do this? Because we genuinely enjoy helping other people out in, you know, living their dream and learning to fly, enjoying flight, and just overall being happier and turning their passion into profit. It really makes us happy. So anyway, hope you guys have a great new year. That's going to do it for us today. And my name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.